Blog Talk Radio.
Ladies and gentlemen, thank you for listening, calling in, tuning in. Welcome to One in the Spirit. I'm your host, Vaughn Robert. How you guys doing tonight on this Friday night? Back to the Friday night hangout on at the regular time, which is 11, man. Yeah, it's a good look. I mean, I ain't hitting that lick tonight because, you know, I don't got a job, man. I hit licks. You know, they say keep coming. If they come back, I'm like, the church going to keep clearing, so I'll come back through. That works for the time being anyway. So how are you guys doing tonight? I'm not even in my studio right now. I might have people waiting there. Ain't nobody waiting there. Go ahead. Link out real quick. Bing. How we roll. Yeah. So we are here for the Friday night hangout, back at the regular time, my preferred time, anyway, 11 o'clock. I don't know. I don't know how I actually started doing it at 11 o'clock at night, but hey, it's 11 o'clock now, though. You know, whenever I'm hitting that lick on a Friday night, normally I'm off on a Friday and Saturday, but, you know, it was offered. I went on and took it. I just moved the show up as opposed to not doing it. That said, ladies and gentlemen, back at the regular time. Now, let me go over a couple of things before I get started real quick. Firstly, let me start up apologizing for those of you who follow the Friday night hangout and I just didn't do it. That was an impromptu type of thing. I'm not haphazard with this show, ladies and gentlemen. Again, I pay for this. I'm the host, you know, and all that kind of stuff. But then again, I really do mean that when I say what I'm about to say. When I always say it, this is the show where you are the cause and I'm the effect. Thank you for giving me something cool to do. That's not something I make up. Matter of fact, I make up very few things on this show. Matter of fact, I don't make up nothing. I don't even actually remember how I actually started doing the show, to be truthful with you, but it is what it is. I just happen to love it now. You know what I'm saying? So it is one of my ways, anyway, of being of service to the greater good. Now, for those, again, let me go ahead and apologize for last week. Now, any of you guys who followed Sunday night, One in the Spirit. who followed One in the Spirit, know I did the Sunday show, and I did it to a very close person who's had a great influence on my life, the great Dr. Keith Lorraine Witherspoon, who ascended from this plane of existence a little bit over a week ago. Matter of fact, for anybody who may be listening, who actually listened to the show last week, this past week was the most I ever got any listens on this show throughout the week. You know what I'm saying? As a combined for just one show, you know, throughout the week, the numbers have just kept on. They're still even upping now. I didn't get no new followers, which is okay. I'm not in it for that. And you follow the show, you follow the show. You know, you get it. I send this link out on, on Twitter, on Blog Talk. Again, I only have 11 followers for this show, but I have a few thousand, listen to this show. You know, a few of them were live, but not the majority of them are either archived. I don't know what the case is, but I don't actually know the most of them. So it's not like I'm really in it to look for followers. I mean, again, this is the law of attraction in action right now. If you're listening to my voice, whether it's live right now, if you're listening to my voice later on, you know, Donnie, you know, it is what it is. That means it's something I'm being used. I'm being used as a portal to deliver something to you that you needed to hear. You know what I'm saying? So, this is your show. I mean, I don't do it haphazardly like that, anything of that nature. But I did a show for her last week, and speaking of which, heard, anybody who may be listening for that show, who actually I've shared that show, if you want to know about Dr. Kiefer's memorial service is tomorrow at 11 o'clock at 17505 2nd Avenue in Detroit, Michigan. I believe the zip code is 48203. It is 48203. That'll be on the west side at Detroit Unity Temple. I'll be going in and I think I'll be going to check that out. You don't ever know because you might get to sleeping. Today I meant to do like 4 hours. I actually did 4 hours. No, man, I meant to do 5 hours. I get 8 or 9. I don't know what's going on, but it worked out pretty good today. I knew I had to do a show, though, and I wanted to get up, and I wanted to, get working on it, man. It was good. But anyway, I mean, like to apologize. I didn't do a show last week because I didn't want to talk to you guys until I wanted to do a show for her. It made sense to me to do a show for her in her honor. And I wound up doing that, but I didn't, when I did it, as she left out of here, when I found out it was Thursday, so the next day would be the show, it wasn't soaked into my being like it is right now. You know, I've been, thinking about it and researching and stuff like that, and it's all good right now, but I wasn't prepared at that particular point, so I held it off. And I did a good show on this past Sunday in honor of the great Dr. Kiefer Lorraine Weatherspoon. They're calling her Ayanna for some reason. I don't know what that's about. I'll find out when I start talking to people tomorrow at this memorial service. But it's all good. It's all good. I say it all the time. I don't have mentors in life. I don't recognize people as mentors, but I do recognize her as being a great influence on my life, you know what I'm saying? So I was able to do that. And speaking of which, the Sunday show will be a continuation of what this past Sunday show, which was entitled The Word Made Flesh. I think I'm going to just go ahead and call it The Word Become Flesh. I believe the scripture says that. But then I was thinking about that today, earlier today when I was coming home and I got off the lick, got off work. I was like, oh, the scripture say it's Word Became Flesh, and it's like the Word Made Flesh. And then actually when I thought about it, it actually made a lot of sense that way. You know, not this, obviously she didn't, as great as that book is, she didn't making typo, but I thought about it. It actually made it. You know what I'm saying? The Word was God, the Word was with God, and the Word was God. So, hey, makes sense. So I'll go ahead and do a continuation, but instead of, I pretty much spoke the whole hour that I was on the great doctor, but I'm actually going to some stuff, but what the Word made flesh. Now, speaking of which, we talk about, well, I'm talking about the Friday night hangout. Now, for you guys who follow it, there's quite a few. You're not as many, I don't think, follow the Friday night hangout as do the Law of Attraction Sundays. But that may have been me not being who I actually am. Because the stuff I'm talking about, I actually went and rewrote I actually went and rewrote the description for the show. I used to just say the interconnected is all things, just one in the spirit, right? That was, it's all pretty self-explanatory. But I went and started talking about the things that I actually am into. This is a platform for me to talk about stuff pretty much uninterruptedly about things that I'm into that resonate with me. You feel what I'm saying? It's pretty much just, I don't have to, and nobody, shoving nothing down my throat. I'm not about to argue with people. Like, you feel how you feel. I hope you don't think that, because you don't agree with what I'm saying, you don't think I'm about to, convert to what it is you think I should be doing. Because actually, in the long of it, ladies and gentlemen, in the short of it, I should say, in the short of it, you really get down to it. In the short of it, you really do not, if you're not true to yourself, you know, you have some issues. You know, it's like it's written in the book, The Compound Effect. When your inner beliefs are not consistent with what you actually are doing, what you're acting out, it's going to be unsavory for you, to say the least, you know, especially nowadays. And what I'm talking about, you know, like on the Friday night hangout, is stuff like, you know, I come from like the things of the nature, like the Beyond the Source, books 1 and 2, The History of God. Now, these are books by a gentleman named Guy Stephen Needler. Good book, The Origin Speaks. Matter of fact, I need to grab that Origin Speaks off my nightstand right quick, because what's going on in there is, let me put it to you like this. I'm a pre-Genesis 1 and 1 type of cat. You know what I'm saying? You ever thought about this? You know, we're in creation. We find ourselves alive. We find ourselves in bodies. We think that the body is it. We think that the thing that we see, we smell, we taste, we touch, we can hear. And we think that's life. That's not the case. But have you ever asked that question? Right? Have you ever asked that question? Have you ever asked that question? You know, if you look at the first chapter of Genesis, at the beginning, God created the heavens and the earth, and you just say, okay, the heavens and the earth, and God was there. You ever ask where God came from? Does it have a beginning? Does it have an end? The thing is, it's kind of like, and let me set the tone. Though we talk about spirit and God and Bible, and this is not a religious show. Feel what I'm saying? It's not. This is a show that's basically talking about us, which is to say, well, I'm not going to go there right now. Let me just put it to you like this. The stuff that I cover on here, especially right now, is way before any physical incarnation. And I could say some things to the nature like, we don't even know, we don't have a clue of what God is. And I always say on this show, you have, when I say things to the nature like, God, the infinite, the universe, the absolute, things of this nature. That's what I'm saying. Yeah, you just go with it. You see what I'm saying? Because technically speaking, anything to that nature, you call it what we refer to as God, as the supreme being. We don't even have a concept. We don't have a real, true concept of it. You see what I'm saying? When I said, you ever wonder, because hey, this is a question I ask myself, to be honest with you. I'm like, oh, you know what? Where did you come from? See, these things, remember, everything is thought, everything is mind. You know what I'm saying? Before you were in the body, something thought you up, or you thought yourself up. Well, however you want to look at that, to be in this body. If you look at your body, you look at this magnificent machine we call the human body. It is the product of something or someone's thought, becoming aware of something. And it is like the end product. And even that's not even the end product, to be honest with you, because if you look at this human body, what's called an aggregate of 70 trillion cells. So many billion of them die every second. But every minute, 1.7 million are born, so it's constantly recycling itself, becoming something. It's constant movement. See, this is why be honest, I don't know when I actually came across them. I could tell the stories. I'm not going to do that. I get to tell the stories, man, and I'm back in that mode again. One in the spirit. It's the show where your host is all over the map talking about one subject, which is true. But if you look at my description now, and the show description now, whoa, yeah, I'm into some stuff, and I'm going to go with it. I'm going to talk about it. But the thing is, I had to come to this realization. I don't know if it's, you know, with the good doctor leaving out of here as she's done, but I'm at that point now. I'm like, you know what, man, I'm about to do me. You don't agree with it. You know, get your marbles, go on your side of the street. That's all it is. But so when you get down to it, there's no such thing as arguing, which no sense in arguing, to be honest with you. I'm going to say no such thing as arguing. That's just maddeningly, yeah, they downtown Detroit having a debate when I last heard. I'm like, man, y'all in Detroit having a debate? Why you downtown having a debate? Come on in the hood, have a debate. I kind of got off a little bit. But anyway, what I'm getting at, ladies and gentlemen, there is no sense in arguing about nothing. I am just going to do what best resonates with me. Again, this is the show where you're the cause and I'm the effect. Thanks for giving me something cool to do. It's all love. But I can only be of service by doing what resonates best for me to what was actually being communicated to me to communicate, basically. You know what I'm saying? So, you know, I started out this show on the Friday night edition anyway. Beyond the Source, books 1 and 2, The Origin Speaks. And in particular, I meant to start with those books, but I actually wound up talking about something that was in a blog like chat room thing, which is called The Hidden Hand, Dialogue of the Hidden Hand of the Illuminati. And in that particular section, in that book, there's not the book, but this, whatever it is, if you have to Google, I have to Google it. And you go down a way, and it starts talking about your creator, the same creator as ours. And it's less and known. It starts talking about the infinite one, and it starts to talk about becoming aware of itself, seeking to know itself, experience itself. And then one infinite creator is born. The creation or the creator is a point of focused awareness. Manifesting in your density as space. So that needed, you know, it brings to a point where it starts to talk about the starting of the movement of things, because you go back into Genesis 1:1. And the thing is, they're all interchangeable because it's actually put there for us. We put it there for us to actually understand it, but we forgot what we did. But the thing is, if you start to look at it, you get discernment of what you start to, because that's basically what's happening right now. We're starting to awaken right now, right? So if you look at the first chapter of Genesis, first thing is that God created the heavens and the earth. The earth was without form and void. I think it's, I don't know exactly if I got that right, if it's void without form or without form and void. But either way, that's what was up. It was up without form and void. Now, the next thing was darkness was above the face of the deep, upon the face of the deep, and the Spirit of God moved. Yeah. I don't like this, you know. I can't really discuss this with nobody because nobody calling in. Let me go ahead and pause for the call for a minute. The call-in number, ladies and gentlemen, if you have questions, you have comments, please be advised, I'm not going to be on this show arguing with nobody. Believe that one. The call-in show, the guest call-in for this particular show, ladies and gentlemen, is area code 646-787-1879. Now, I will not do as some other shows. I listen to a few shows myself here on Blog Talk. They say, you know, press one. That's like raising your hand. You call in, I'm just gonna put you on. Now, if if you have any questions, if you have any comments, you can call that number. Now, if you are listening via that link that I shared on Facebook and Twitter and Blog Talk, I don't know you're there. You know what I'm saying? So let me just start that before we get real good in the show. And, you know, y'all be like, yeah, I want to say something to me. But then again, you know, some people like don't want to be heard. They just want to listen. I understand this. I just want to let you know I have to put that out there. Something just poked me this past week and was like, you know, yeah, maybe you ought to let the people know more often than that you can actually call in. Again, area code 646-787-1879. Now, again, like I alluded to a little bit earlier, ladies and gentlemen, most people have listened to this show in the almost 3 years that I've been doing it have listened to this show archive. Now, but I've got quite a few live listens. No, let's not twist it. Quite a few live listens. But you can go to www.blogtalkradio.com/oneinthespirit. That'll be the O-N-E variety of one in the spirit, not the number one. One in the spirit. And this, I believe, today is the 120th episode that I've done. Now, there. Now, back to the matter. The Friday Night Hangout, we are talking about some really... And you know what? I'm thinking about some stuff. I'm thinking about something, ladies and gentlemen. How do you know? Let me go back to that point when I was talking about, you know, look in the Bible where it talks about the beginning. And I'm going to talk about some stuff, like, as I put in the description. I'm going to talk about some things out of the law of one, some of the beginningness of stuff. Now, we're in the physical right now where you can feel stuff, you can taste stuff, you can hear stuff, you can see stuff, you can smell some stuff, where the five senses operate at, basically. What I'm going to do, yeah, we are beyond that. Now, like what I alluded to on the scriptures, you know, God was just there. You ever ask for that? Where did you come from? Now, there was a book about 10 years I got a hold of by a gentleman, but it's attributed to him. He didn't write it, though he did speak the whole thing. By a gentleman named Paramahansa, Yogananda. And Paramahansa Yogananda was a great sage, a great guru. But the book had, it's a little bit thick, one of them kind of thick books, but the book says, who made God? Now, of all the chapters in that book, that was the shortest one. Who made God? It was pretty much like calls at it, and I was like, dang, it's, I can't remember exactly what it said. I was looking for that book, actually, and I'm going to get that and we'll talk about that next time. But I remember on one of the pages, of the four pages of that particular chapter, I remember I counted the pages of that chapter. Like, it ain't four pages, dog. At the bottom one of the pages, there's a contrast that I'm about to do right now. There's a scripture really is my favorite scripture. It's from the Rig Veda. It says, not being was not. Being was not then. The one breathed windows of its own power. Beyond this, there was not whatsoever. The root of being and not being was found by sages, tracing it with understanding in their hearts. Now, that's the book. That's from the Rig Veda. That is a footnote on the bottom of one of the pages on the chapter called Who Made God? That is in a book called Man's Eternal Quest with the name Paramahansa Yogananda on it. Now, as it were, I just happen to have a copy of the Rig Veda. At least that's what the book say. I don't know. I ain't never had no, like, you know, one like, I, you know, from like you going to church, you got a Bible. I ain't never went to a Hindu temple, and they say, hey, man, that's the Rig Veda. Now, they say that the Rig Veda, all the scriptures that we have available to us. Now, again, now, I'm not a Hindu. I'm not a Christian. I'm not a Buddhist. I'm not a Muslim. I just am that I am. That said, ladies and gentlemen, I believe this. There is but one spiritual teaching which takes many different forms. With that, I'm going to walk over here. Excuse me. I'm going to grab this copy of the Rig Veda. Now, remember, I just read that scripture, right? And it says, oh, man, and all kind of stuff. Okay, I didn't worry about that. Remember I said, not being was not. Being was not then. The one breathed windows of its own power. Beyond this, there was not whatsoever. The root of being and not being was found by sages, tracing it with understanding in their hearts. That is what's on the book. That's what's on the footnote of that page in that book. Now, that's actually from something called the Creation Hymn. I don't know if this the form that this the original form that the Rig Veda was in, but in this particular book that I'm holding in my hand that says Rig Veda. Some I don't know who Penguin Classics is, but it says the Rig Veda. This is the first actual one in there. This is actually the first hymn in there. Now, remember what I just said. Let me say it to you again. Not being was not. How ain't even ain't. I got to just pause on that for a few seconds. How is ain't? Ain't. No, it ain't. What's ain't? It ain't. How ain't even ain't. Anyway, not being was not. Being was not then. The one breathed windows of its own power. Beyond this, there was not whatsoever. The root of being and not being was found by sages tracing it with understanding in their heart. In other words, they didn't need no book. Now, that said, I'm going to read what the actual thing says, not the footnoted version. Fine. There was neither non-existent nor existence then. There was neither realm of space nor the sky which is beyond. What stirred? Where? In whose protection? Was there water bottomlessly deep? 2. There was neither death nor immortality. There was no distinguishing sign of night nor day. That one breathed windless by its own impulse. Other than that, there was nothing beyond. Darkness, darkness in the beginning, with no distinguishing sign. All this was water. The life force that was covered with emptiness that one arose through the power of heat. Desire came upon that one in the beginning. That was the first seed of mind. Desire. Now, let me pause for the cause. Yeah, I was talking about that type of thing, man. All right, let me get back to it. The first seed of desire came upon that one in the beginning. That was the first seed of mind. Poets, seeking in their heart with wisdom, found the bond of existence and non-existence. Their cord was extended across. Was there below? Was there above? There were seed places. There were powers. There was impulse beneath. There was giving forth above. Who really knows? Who will hear proclaim it? Whence was it produced? When is this creation? The gods came afterward. Ooh-wee. I'm about to break some bread with you in a minute, dog. Actually, because I didn't even get to it. What about it? The gods, that's with a small g. The gods came afterward with the creation of this universe. Who then knows whence it has arisen? Whence this creation has arisen, perhaps it formed itself, or perhaps it did not. The one who looks down on it, give me a second, let me turn the page, in the highest heaven, only he knows, or perhaps he does not know. That's what. You know, I just read for y'all for a couple of minutes. That's a long time. That's going to make me sound like I'm going to read slow or something. I got like 7th grade reading or something. Look, that was just happening. Remember, that was the footnote, and that was the actual whole thing. You see what I'm saying? Now, what I'm going to do, ladies and gentlemen, I'm going to go into I'm going to open up two things here. I have to go to Google. Google, son. Let me go here. Give me a few seconds, ladies and gentlemen. Dialogue with the. You would think they should. Damn, you should think I would know. I've pulled this up enough. You know, I'm not going through this all the time. Oh boy! And you know the funny thing is, ladies and gentlemen, I did not know. I came across these. I'm in a neighborhood of 4 years apart. When I'm about to read for you from the dialogue with the Hidden Hand of the Illuminati. And from the 13th session of the Law of One, I did not know. These are basically talking about the Law of One on in this Hidden Hand with the Illuminati. Let me see. I'm going to start with the above top secret. Who's talking to Hidden Hand? I don't know who these individuals are, but it is what it is. Say, who is your creator, and is your creator the same as our creator? Now, Hidden Hand responds back with this. This is an excellent question, which I can use to draw our communication closer to the core. Yes and no. You would first need to understand the creation. In the beginning, there is the infinite one. I'm in the dialogue with Hidden Hand, Illuminati right now. There is the infinite one. This is the source of all. intelligent infinity. It is the undifferentiated absolute. Within it is unlimited potential waiting to become. Think of it as the uncarved block of your Taoist tradition. Infinite intelligence, becoming aware of itself. I said that like that for a reason. Aware of itself, seeks to experience itself. And the one infinite creator is born or manifests. This appears to your third density comprehension of space. In effect, the creator is a point of focused infinite consciousness or awareness. The one infinite creator, also becoming aware of self, becoming self-aware, seeks to experience itself as creator. And in so doing, begins the next step down in the creational spiral. The one infinite creator, in focusing its infinite intelligence, becomes intelligent energy. Look, man. Oh, it actually is something else I wanted out of there. You know, to be honest with you, ladies and gentlemen, I actually thought I'd be past this point. But as I started to, a couple of days ago, start to research what I was going to talk about, somehow I popped up and wasn't even here. It was actually what I'm about to show you, talk to you about, out of what's called the Law of One. Now, I don't have that book, but YouTube is a great resource. I would have bought the book, but if it's free on, if it's free already on YouTube as an audio book, what? Get that light, get that new life, man. Let's get down a little bit. Creation is based on three primary distortions of the infinite one. Number one, free will. In the first law, or distortion of creation, the creator receives the free will to know and experience itself as an individuated, though paradoxically unified aspect of the one. Now, let me see. Let me just go over here Now we talk about free will, right? Let me go in here real quick. Now this is talking about, this is out of a book called The Law of One. Oh, he's talking about, I don't know what he's talking about there. Galaxies and stuff right now. I just might need to go back over here. I'm going to just, I could ask somebody to read it for you, but it can be just having people just read stuff on your show. Put this up a little bit. This is that for you, gentlemen. Now, this is the questioner talking to the Ra group. And he said, first, I would like to start at the beginning of creation, as far back as we can go, and follow the development of man to the present time. disagreeable, that's disagreeable. Secondly, in the book, we come out to my in the book, Law of One. They used to ask some silly questions of this stuff. Now, I guess. All right, we go. Now, it says the first known thing in the creation is infinity. Infinity is creation. All right. Next thing it's talking about is infinity became aware. This was the next step. Now, the first thing to be known was infinity. The hell was that? Then the next thing was that infinity became aware. Let me ask you a question, something you may ponder. See, because as I go through these things, it's like when I do my work, you get into a rhythm and a mode, and you're doing some stuff. Like on my primary machines that I work on, I'm by myself. But you know, you get to a point you get to doing it. But if you want to push a little bit further, it becomes by inches and you know centimeters and things of this nature. It's not like big things that you do to make to get over the top. It's like that, but after a while you do it so much that you become one with it. It's like an unspoken voice that'll speak it to you. You see what I'm saying? And these things automatically come to you, right? What I'm saying to you right now is that awareness, because you wake up does not mean you're aware. You see what I'm saying? That's good. Like right now, you're in a waking state. However you're listening to this, it's in my ear. However, whenever you're listening to this, to what I'm saying right now, does not mean that you are aware. If that makes any sense to anybody else. Now, let me put you in a. When do you become like? I'm 48 years old right now. Do you remember when you first became aware that you are somebody? Now, for all the stuff I'm talking to you about right now, the best way for you to do that. Or to answer that question, not to say, when you became aware or even know what I'm even talking about, to something where you could grasp it a little bit more better, because I know what I'm talking about is kind of like out there, you know what I'm saying? But if you ride with me, then again, it's not just some stuff I thought up. This is just stuff that keeps coming across me. I just keep finding these points of connection, if you would. You feel me? Going to astrology, understand astrology. See, most people think astrology and numerology is about predicting things. It's not. It's about, if you understand what he's talking about this creation thing right here, I'm about to spit this knowledge to you real quick. It's not about what's going to happen. The best way to predict the future is to actually create it. The many possibilities of things. See, the thing is, we've gotten to the point where we're waiting for stuff to happen as opposed to making stuff happen. This is the point. This is why I do the shows like I do on Sunday, the Law of Attraction Sundays. You know, it's not about manifesting. It's about creating. You know what I'm saying? Consciously creating, becoming aware. This is happening right now. We're becoming aware. And even if you keep it in a form of astrology where you say, you keep it in the form of astrology where you say the ages, right now. We're going from the age of Pisces. We're transitioning, even as we speak, from the age of Pisces into the age of Aquarius. Aquariuses, I mean, well, they have, like, catchphrases and things, or keyword phrases, like things of that nature for they have keyword phrases, excuse me, they have keyword phrases, like, for Pisces, it says, I believe. Now, the keyword phrase for Aquarius, which we're transitioning into, says, I know. You feel me? So, to even put it on that particular plane, you have to go, you're going to that point now where, like I said a lot of times on these shows, ladies and gentlemen, life is not happening to you. Life is responding to you. Now we're at a point where we're actually awakening as a species. But the thing is, it's not like it's kind of twofold, if you would. It's not like you have a choice in the matter. It was going to happen anyway. But the choice of how it actually happens is actually up to us. But you're going to get to point A, you're going to get to point B. How you do it and whoever does it is But you see what I'm saying? It's twofolded in that particular now you're being called to be that creator, if you would, becoming aware. So that question I asked you a few seconds ago, when did you become aware? When do you recall becoming aware? You remember being a baby? Now I've known people who say, hey, I remember my last life. I remember dying. I remember my name. But damn, that's wild, dog. You know, I don't got no reason to doubt you. But right now, we're here where we are for that particular where we are right now on this plane of existence, where we are now for a reason. Because, you know, the whole ball game is going to a certain place. You're in it. Actually, you're actually driving it to an extent. You know what I'm saying? So, you know, where we going? So, it's about us actually becoming what I would say Jesus was saying. Jesus was saying what? Is it not written that you're God? Wasn't meant to just be sitting around begging and crying all the time. We'll be doing some stuff. It's up to you. Let me get down to some of this other stuff over here. I'm going to let y'all go. Can you tell me the first song? Boom, 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 boom. Where is this? Now, I was just reading right now the infinite energy, awareness. They say, what's the next step? They say, after the first known thing was infinity. Infinity was the first known thing, and infinity is creation. From this, infinity must have experienced as creation. What was the next step? Next step, infinity became aware. Then the next step was awareness led to the focus of infinity into infinite energy. You've called this by various vibrational sound complexes to the most common to your ears being logos or love. The creator is the focusing of infinity as an aware or conscious principle called by us as closely as we can create understanding/learning in your language, intelligent infinity. So they say, okay, what's the next step? Now, this is kind of deep right here. The next step is still at this space-time nexus in your illusion, achieving its progression, as you may see it in your illusion. The next step, let me make sure on the phone. I got a caller over there. I might be going to talk. Oh, got a caller. Give me a second. Oh, okay. What up, Tom? Get your name in, my dude. Let me finish up this real quick. Wow. Where we at? The next step in this infinite reaction to the creative principle following the law of one in one of its primal distortions, freedom of will or free will, thus many, many dimensions, infinite in number, are possible. Energy moves from the intelligent infinity due first to the outpouring of randomized creative. Let me go cut off right there. Give me a second. Randomized creative force. This then creating patterns in holographic style appear as the entire creation, no matter which direction or energy is explored. These patterns of energy, or these patterns of energy begin to then regularize their own local, shall we say, rhythms and fields of energy, thus creating dimensions and universes. Now, that's just, I'm going to skip over, because the person who's asking these questions of the whatever that was coming through, the Ra group, homies, I am Ra. Every time they would answer a question, they would always start it off with, then can you tell me how the galaxy and planetary systems are formed? And then the I am Ra. It sounds kind of cool on the audio book on YouTube. So we talking about this. Give me a few seconds to get past that. But they did. I think I'm in error. Yeah, you did. The next step. You call them on the point of course, simultaneous and infinite. I'm gonna get this. I'm gonna let it go in a few seconds, but that's something I'm trying to point out right here. And I'm gonna set it up, and we're gonna get going starting next week, to where I'm actually trying to take this particular segment of what's called it. Oh, come on, dang. No. Now, this is talking about free will. Now, before I say this, ladies and gentlemen, I'm gonna say something that's gonna sound strange, but after a while, it'll soak in, I think. When we talk about, ladies and gentlemen, what I'm about to be talking about, what are the choices that you make? Remember, I always say that we are nothing more than the result or the product of the choices that we continually make. Whether that be habitual, automatic, or subconscious, whatever the case may be, these are the decisions that we make. Has to do with the conscious mind, the subconscious mind, and a little bit of the superconscious mind that we're getting into, superconscious. I haven't really talked about that on this show. But free will. That decision you make, that it's not necessarily the language that you speak that comes out of your mouth, ladies and gentlemen, that's actually forming everything. It's how you think, either from the abundance of the heart, the mouth speaks. But even how you think, how you, that's actually what's shaping. That's actually your free will. And that's why those things, how you think, what you focus on, this is a beautiful thing right now, what you're focusing on. Remember, the creator is a point of focused awareness. What are you focusing on? Now, we're talking about free will. It says, can you tell me how intelligent infinity becomes, shall we say, I'm having this, how intelligent infinity becomes individualized from itself? Now, this is I Am Ra. I don't say it cool like them, but I'll try for you. This is an appropriate question. The intelligent infinity discerns a concept. This concept was discerned to be freedom of will, of awareness. Excuse me. This concept was discerned to be freedom of will, of awareness. This concept was finity, finiteness. This was the first and primal paradox of distortion of the law of one. Actually, free will was the first one. I don't know if whoever was on the dialogue with his hand actually read this book, but they're saying the exact same thing. I discovered them 4 years apart from each other. Nobody pointed it out. I just came across it. Hey, man, that's what that was. Anyway, the concept was finity. This was the first and primal paradox of or distortion of the law of one. Thus, the one intelligent infinity invested itself in an exploration of meaningness. See, if it was already infinite in oneness, how was it going to become, you see what I'm saying? Let me just read it. Thus, the one intelligent infinity invested itself in an exploration of meaningness. Due to the infinite possibilities of intelligent infinity, there is no ending to meaningness. The exploration, thus, is free to continue infinitely in an eternal manner, eternal present. You're talking about possibilities, talking about meaningness, finiteness, exploration. What do you think you're doing right now? What do we think we're doing right now? Now, I set all of this in motion to say what I'm about to say right now. We actually have, I'm not even going to send that link out no more. It's out there. It's out there enough. There are patterns. Firstly, you see patterns that go on. If you have that Buddha eye to see it. Again, I'm not a Buddhist, but I just like that term. Do you realize that the human body, not the human body, but the human family, like you, mother, father, and all that kind of stuff, they have kids and grandkids, great-great-grandkids, you realize that we're nothing more than a repeating pattern? Names might change down the line. You might cohabitate with other minds. You realize that you realize that that is a repeating pattern. You think because the physical. Now I've started right here to set it up for us. We don't get, you know, hopefully no more distractions, no more things of this nature. Perhaps you understand. There are things, ladies and gentlemen, that there were things that let's see where to put this. There were things that were set in motion, things that have happened, and we debate them. Like, I'll be honest with you, I don't pay too much attention to things that go on in the world, like who's running. I know a couple of the names. I'm going to vote for Hillary because we just had the first black president. I figured it would be a good thing to have the first woman president next. Whatever happens, ladies and gentlemen, it doesn't matter who's in office. You know what I'm saying? Who's where? We're all doing this as a collective. You see? So, with that said, there are things that have happened, but there's a free willness to it. Like, take black people, for instance. I'm one. If you can't tell, I'm black. I'm brown anyway. Because I think that whole black thing was a whole, I don't think that was the first black people. I think it was actual black people running around, like the color black, charcoal. I think at one time there was a race of those people running around somewhere. They might even be down up underground. You never know. Up under below ground. You never know. But take slavery, for instance. How did that happen? The name of my first show that I ever did on Blog Talk Radio was Now That You Know, What Are You Going to Do About It? Just to say that all the New World Order, the Illuminati and all that kind of stuff, where you know all this stuff, all we do is talk about it. What are we going to do about it? That is to say, how did we get to that point? How did you get to a point where humans, the human species was supposedly created to be a slave race for some beings from another planet who came to Earth to... How did the free will and all of that kind of stuff get to that? Now, I know that was a long way to get to that kind of stuff, and you get to the juice of it, and you start getting into the Book of Enoch, the Lost Book of Enki, things of this nature. No, right, no, and, but I've set that up because I'm tempted to take you to the primal of it. Because I'm this cat. Like, you know what, because even believing in the old ways that I used to believe, you know, God, the devil, Lucifer got kicked out of heaven. His name Lucifer is not even the Bible, but one time. Don't say he was, you know, like that, like people believe it. I'm a believer like that's like the new omnipresent, omniscient, all knowing going on. Well, it's beyond your scope. Well, hold up. Like I was saying at the beginning of the show. In the beginning, guy, well, hold up. You come from to be creating all this. Nobody has asked these questions. Again, even that in and of itself is what it is. It is. You're not, you know. But nobody asked these questions. We scared the crap out of ourselves for so long. You feel me? So what I wanted to do was start to set you up, because I honestly meant to go a little bit further down. I know I put in the description that I would get into the secret doctrine and start to show that each and everything is a individualization of what's called infinite intelligence, or the source of all. You know what I'm saying? And I'm not trying to dog nobody's belief system, but we are at that time now. And this is a little bit shaky because really I'm at it, but it's kind of, this part of it is a little bit kind of difficult to communicate to people. As far as I can see, I don't know for sure. I don't know who's understanding or not. Somebody might be able to, like, yeah, kid on that knowledge. Yeah, I'll be somebody finally, I don't know. But to where I want to go, we're going to start talking about some stuff on the Friday night hangout. Now, the stuff that was a little bit more like, yeah, it ain't really the juice like that. But it's about to be there. Don't worry about it, ladies and gentlemen. We're going to talk it out. And before I let this go, may I let my... I'll let my guest on the phone now, hopefully he's not at work. And welcome to One in the Spirit.
What up?
Can you hear me? What up, dude?
Yep.
You not at work?
Nah, I'm at home.
1 o'clock. So good. How's everything? How's the family doing?
We're taking it one day at a time, bro. One day at a time.
Yeah. Ladies and gentlemen, for you guys who don't know, this is another Blog Talk talk show host, Tony Talks Gaming. They had the misfortune of losing a close family member this past week. Another family member that ascended. I don't believe in losing anybody. We just ascended. So you guys, whoever listens to this in the future and was listening live right now, show and send some positive energy to my man Tony and his family. And you get a chance, go ahead and check out his show. If you're a gamer, it's the cat to talk to right here. You like that esoteric knowledge? I'm the cat you holler at. There's plenty for everybody around. So the service is tomorrow, Tony?
Yep.
All right, I'm going to be at a service myself tomorrow. So what's going on, man?
Nothing. I'm just walking through giving the PlayStation TV that I just got.
What?
Well, we had a sale on it for $50. It comes with a controller, two games, and memory card, everything that you need for it. And right now I'm walking it through its paces, that way I can do a review later this week on the show.
That's what's up. Hey man, do you put the? I'm not getting any. Have you done any shows lately? Because I'm not getting any notifications. You know, normally they'll say remind me or something like. A couple other shows I go to whenever they schedule a show, I get some kind of notification. I haven't been getting any notifications from you lately, from your show.
No, I haven't been doing any shows from the past week.
Okay.
Because of all pending stuff, so my mind wasn't even in the right state to do a show. But I will do a show Monday morning. Actually, Tuesday morning, Monday night.
Right, right.
You just need to get some little
time
to get my stuff together.
I hear you. All right, then. Well, I'm going to go ahead and let it go for the night, then, ladies and gentlemen. Hey, but check me out, ladies and gentlemen. Get at me on Sunday, 11 o'clock a.m. for part two of that particular talk I did last week, The Word Made Flesh, in honor of the great Dr. Kiefer Lorraine Weatherspoon, whose memorial service I'll be going to in the morning. But that said, ladies and gentlemen, I will not be talking too much about her, more about the stuff that she got written in that great book. And again, anybody who wishes to listen to anything else that I've ever done, any other shows, go to www.blogtalkradio.com/oneinthespirit. That is the O-N-E variety of one, not the number one, but O-N-E the spirit. And all 120 episodes that I've ever done, get at it. Might be something. I figure might put something in there for you. Whatever's there for you, go ahead and get stuck in. And with that, ladies and gentlemen, I'm going to go ahead and let it go for the night. And it's been the Friday Night Hangout. It's been a pleasure being a servant to you tonight. And I will catch you guys on Sunday at 11 a.m. for part two of The Word Made Flesh. With that, ladies and gentlemen, I chucketh the deuces. 1.